guys, and welcome back to Time for a Mojo Injection. It's lovely to have you here. I just had a wee look at the stats to see if anyone came back 2 weeks ago, and a lot of people did. Right, okay, so that's nice to know. That's really nice to know that after a 5 month break, people still come back to this space. It's really nice to have you here. And this week, I thought I would talk about lessons from a prince. Prince is our puppy, by the way. Yeah, many of you will know I have a daughter called Bonnie and a son called Charlie. So I always joked with them and said, if we get a dog, we'll call it Prince for Bonnie Prince Charlie. And yeah, it's cool. I like it. I don't actually know that much about Bonnie Prince Charlie. I should probably start Googling and finding him a lot. But when I'm taking a photo, I like to have Bonnie, then Prince, then Charlie in the row. Yeah, bit OCD with my photos there. But yeah, I wanted to talk about lessons from a prince just to give you a wee bit of motivation this week. And my intention is that something I say will help you in any way, shape or form. First of all, though, for those of you that love your signs, it's funny, last year I got this little Christmas bauble. I got this, I don't know if it's a puppy or a dog. Put it in a wee box and said to Bonnie, look, here's a wee bauble for the tree. And it's just a promise that I know how much you want a puppy. You will get one at one point, maybe next year. But that's your wee bit of hope to put on the tree that, you know, if you want a puppy that much and you're up for doing a lot of the hard work, she's been amazing, by the way, then yeah, we'll see. But the funny thing was, it was just the only puppy stroke dog bauble in the shop. I didn't think too much about the actual dog. I just thought it was cute. And it turns out, I sort of forgot about that. We put the boxes away. Turns out that actually it's the exact, it looks the absolute double of Prince. And Prince wasn't, we went for a cocker, and that was not the kind of plan at all. It's funny how these things work out, but that wee bit of hope in the tree actually turned out to be the exact freaking dog. Now, some of you will be like, doo-doo-doo-doo, freaky, or amazing, so cool, or absolute coincidence. Shut your shut that hole in your face. But yeah, I thought I'd share that. So Prince is teaching me lots. Yeah, I think whatever we go through in life, new experiences, people always say that puppies are really hard, right? But yeah, he's been wild, but he has a freaking beautiful soul. A beautiful soul. And one thing that I really have become aware of is, you know, that nature, and it's the same with kids, you know, that playful being into everything. But when he's walking and he sees any dog, he's absolutely full to the brim with excitement. And I mean, when he sees me, a bit of piss comes out. He pisses himself a bit. It's not often that someone is that excited to see you that they piss themselves. We should relish that enthusiasm and let that rub off on us, guys, right? But yeah, when he sees me, he pisses himself. But yeah, when he sees other dogs, and often it will be older dogs, not to stereotype, but there will be other dogs too who try and bite him, or they growl, they hate his enthusiasm. There'll be a lot that love it too. But he doesn't let that stop him. He keeps that excitement and that passion for life. No matter how many dogs have tried to bite him, or, you know, just hating his positivity, he keeps going. And he doesn't let that sort of rain on his parade. He keeps that passion and that warmth. And I shared, you know, on the podcast, and I've been trying to write a wee bit on the blog, about when life can really give us just that slap in the face, right? And how can we keep going? You know, it could be so easy to just get bitter and to keep asking why. Why did that happen? Why was I dealt this card? I can't be done with it. I can't be done with life. But when you see that kind of enthusiasm from Prince and other dogs just getting back up, you know, it's amazing. And I hope he keeps that. I'm sure, you know, it'll be interesting to see. But you know, for me, all my life, I was always told how positive I was. But, you know, lately, I have had days where I'm like, what? It's too hard. It's too much. It's too testing. It's too lonely. You feel misunderstood. Whatever you're going through, guys. And turning that around can be difficult, but it's just seeing, as I say all the time, the small things are the big things, right? And seeing Prince and his enthusiasm and how he can get back up. Well, that kind of reminds me that we can do it too. I can do it too. Until we have been there, until we've been through kind of tough times, it can be very, very hard to understand. But it's just finding those things, you know. We can be thrown out of our comfort zone, right? It's finding those little beacons of hope and light. As I said to Bonnie when she hung her bauble on the tree, like, okay, you're not getting it this year, pal, but keep that hope for whatever your dreams are. Keep the hope there. I'll tell you something. I'm actually terrified of dogs. I used to be like the dog whisperer when I was a kid and then I was attacked. I'm terrified of dogs, I don't know. So walking Prince on my own in the woods and stuff has really put me through, you know, my fears. It's really allowed me to face my biggest fears. And what I've found is it's not as bad as you think. You just kind of bash on with it and you face that comfort zone and then it just sort of becomes normality. Don't get me wrong. Certain dogs that look scary and we should not judge a book by its cover. But, you know, I still will panic sometimes because that's just the way my brain's wired to keep me safe, right? But facing that comfort zone, whatever that is for you, is really smashing those comfort zones is really important. Yeah, just because shit happens, we could be, you know, we have the potential to turn things around. Totally turn things around. It's funny as well, it's where your focus goes. You know, with Prince, I could be on the most stunning dog walk, right? And I could just be focusing on the fact that I've got to pick up shit. Who wants to do that? But actually, that's such a tiny, tiny part of the walk, if he even does one. And, you know, do we focus on that? Oh, I've had enough. I did my nappies. I've done my time. Now I've got to do it for a dog. Or do we focus on, you know, the beautiful time out in nature, seeing how happy he is, focusing on the little joys? What do we choose? Do you choose to focus on the shit in your life, or do you choose to focus on the little joys? And it's reminded me to focus very much on the little joys. Be grateful for the ride, be grateful for the scenery, be grateful for the lessons, the fresh air. Oh, it does sort your head out. It's funny as well, though, it's seeing different types, like Charlie's quite like me, quite free and chilled in ways. And he likes Prince to just have his lead off and to let him roam and be like totally loving life. Whereas Bonnie likes to have Prince safely on the leash where she can see. She's scared that, you know, he'll run away or something will happen to him. And it's that balance between trust, right, and allowing freedom. We all can sort of be, kind of have that safety mechanism, and we can be really the desire to keep ourselves safe or others safe, the desire to keep that leash on, the desire to hide away. But sometimes we need to get out. We need to push past that. We need to learn to trust ourselves again. We need to be kind to ourselves. So kind. So my encouragement for you is, can you be kinder to yourself? I know it can be freaking hard, right? And I've been writing about this, about trying to distance yourself from the mind. Because when my mind works well, it's so ironic because, you know, when I've been unwell, my mind, part of my mind's not working well. And that means I don't really have an ego, I don't really have boundaries, and although that can be mortifying or you feel so bad if you've crossed a boundary or whatever, it's like the mind's not being nasty to you because it's not working. Your ego's not keeping you safe. I find it fascinating. So it's like, for me, when I've been like having a bit of a break from reality, I don't care so much about things like my appearance or how I'm coming across or how I sound when I sing or, you know, anything. I'm just, there's a part of it that's really freaking crazy free, and you don't have the shackles of the ego and the mind telling you, you know. I shared as well how I think the video, I'm on a video promoting another podcast I was on with Kelsey, who was married to the guy Tom Walker, Kelsey Walker, from The Wanted. And is it The Wanted? They're Wanted or Wanted? Anyway, it was on her podcast and we had a great chat, and they put a video to promote it, and it's had like 140,000 views already. And oh, when I saw it, I was like, is that me? Who is that girl? Is that me? Like, my face is so blown up. I was like, this is not good. My mind was basically saying to me, typical, this video's gone viral and you look like shite. And actually, the compassionate soul that we should all be trying to find each day would say, don't worry about that. Listen to what you've said on that podcast. Listen to the encouragement you've given. Listen to the awareness you've raised around mental, emotional, spiritual health. Not about how you look in a little promo video. Get over yourself. That's kind of my soul speaking. So I would encourage you as well, you know, like Prince, with that beautiful soul who just goes out and loves life and embraces it and loves other dogs and nature and his foods and all his comforts, you know, focus on that, the soul stuff, not always the mind stuff, because the mind can be an absolute prick. And I just find that so ironic that my mind is working well and I'm feeling like myself in many ways and I'm feeling good, yet my mind's being a prick. And although I do not want to get unwell again and I'm going to do everything I can for as long, you know, I'll be literally counting down every year. Can I keep well? Can I keep well? Can I avoid any triggers? Can I stay well? Can I stay myself? But yeah, there is that kind of memory there of being out of the mind, and I wouldn't call it the mojo. It's not a mojo injection. It's not even a mojo rocket. It's kind of spaceship. It's a different planet. And there's really nice things about that, although there's awful things too. There's really nice things about that. Because our mind, yeah, to exist as a human isn't always easy. It isn't always easy when the inner critic likes to pipe up. So my encouragement to you and what's been on my heart this week is just, yeah, just a reminder to distance, to acknowledge it, to name it out, to call it out. To call it out when it's been nasty. Find that compassion. Dig deep for it, guys. I know you can do it. I know we can do it. I know we've got this, right? Call it out. Distance yourself. Don't focus on the labels. Focus on your soul and focus on those little sweet things. And be inspired by people around you. Puppies are, they're magic. Magic little things. Right. All my love. And I'll speak to you soon, guys. Mwah.